Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah chapter 10. And in your bulletin, there's sermon notes. I'm a man that's a word man. I'm a preacher that's a word man. So I'm going to be going through the Word of God. And sometimes if you're trying to follow me in your word, you might not be able to keep up. So I ask you to write down the scriptures. You can reflect upon them. Again, the message will be posted on the web, all right? But the Lord has something to say to each and every one of us that is here today. And the Lord knew exactly who would be here. And he wants you to understand and realize that he has a purpose and a plan for each and every one. And his plans are for good and not for evil. His plans is to give us hope and to give us an expected end. You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about this week is harvest. I constantly look through towards the harvest. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, he said, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." He said, "Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into the harvest." There's a vast harvest field out there. Amen. And God is looking for the laborers to enter that field. You know, the Word of God said the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was, past tense, lost. So if it was, past tense, God says they're going to be found, okay? And so today, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is in this harvest and the season and the time that we're living in, the prophets of old spoke of these days, amen? And truly, I believe, according to the Word of God, we're in the last days, amen? Is this the last day? I don't know. But we're closer today than we were yesterday, amen? Amen? But in Zechariah chapter 10, verse number 1, the Word of God says this. He says, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comforted in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd." In other words, they were goats. "My anger was kindled against them, against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts have visited his flock, the house of Judah, and have made them as his goodly horse in the battle." And the title of this morning's message is "The Sun Shining Rain." Amen. And today I want to look at the rain, the radiance, and the rejoicing. The rain, the radiance, and the rejoicing. Can we all mark your place in the Bible? Can we lift our word together? You know what we're doing right here, in case you're wondering, is we're coming into agreement. You know, it's hard for the body of Christ to agree on anything. Amen? So what we're doing is we're saying a prayer of agreement. Amen? So the Lord loves when two or three are gathered in my name. There I'm in the midst, so we're coming into agreement. So when we say this, we're not saying it because the pastor wants us to say it. We're saying it because we're coming into agreement to hear what the Lord has to say. So as we lift the word, repeat after we say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So, Father, I pray right now, just as Isaiah prayed, send the angel to the altar with those tongs and coals. Take those coals and place them upon these lips, Lord, because I'm a man of unclean lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here or on the web today. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Have your way today, Lord, in this place, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. So first we're looking at the rain. He said that ask you, Lord, rain in the time of the latter rain. Now, here's the Lord. Listen to me. He is saying it's raining. In the midst of the rain, be asking for more rain. So many times when God begins to move, we get satisfied with the move. And then we say, boy, I wish the Lord would have done something else. But the Lord says, ask for rain in the time of rain. In other words, when my spirit's moving and my spirit's flowing, ask for more. You know, the Word of God declares, he says, I'm El Shaddai, I'm more than enough. He's exceedingly abundantly above everything we even expect or even think. So when I was thinking about the rain, he took me to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55, verse number 10. He says, for as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now he's talking to the natural. He's talking about the food. He's talking about even like planting your garden. But then he goes and takes it to another place in verse number 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Just as the seed and the water brings forth fruit of harvest in the field, the seed of the word and the water of the spirit brings forth fruit in the lives of the believers. Amen? And brings fruit amongst us all around us. You know, the psalmist says in Psalm 72, verse number 6, he says, he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass and showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish and the abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. Amen? And all, just as long as there's a moon in the sky, his freshness and his renewing comes, and he brings us peace that surmounts every bit of understanding. The peace of God, amen, that flows. Blessed peace. He tells you and I, Jesus said for you and I as his children, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. And we're living in a world is amongst turmoil and unrest. And each brother and sister and people against one another. And God says, blessed are the peacemakers. We are called to bring peace in the midst of every circumstance and situation by the word of God, by the spirit of God, just like that rain. He's saying, ask for more rain. Ask for more help. Ask for more anointing. Ask for him to flow through you like he's never flowed through you before. You know, and all he's asking us to do is we just need to open ourselves up a vessel to be for him to pour through. And the problem is when I stop up my vessel, all of a sudden what begins to pour out of me is me. Amen. And the only problem with me is sometimes me can hurt people. Not purposely, but it's just the flesh that does that. But when I open that funnel and just allow that rain of the Spirit to flow through you and I, through the power of his word, there's things that change in the atmosphere. You know, the atmosphere is changing in here right now because the word of God is being spoken. And once God starts speaking, he starts ministering to hearts and lives. And isn't it kind of cool? Don't you think it's pretty cool that God, since I was formed in my mother's womb, knew me by name and had a plan in my life, and he knew that I would be here today, and he had something that he wanted me to hear? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that kind of makes me feel important. It makes me feel valued. Does you? God wants you to know how much value you have. Sometimes this world will try to steal your value. But God says you have great value and great worth. Amen? So the prophet Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 34, that they're fine. I love, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Amen. The problem with me, when I was growing up as a child, I just was one of those, I was a slow grower-upper. Oh, I haven't grown up yet? Okay. God's still working on it. But in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse number 26, the prophet Ezekiel said this, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There will be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord. When I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. Amen. You know, I love it, for whom the Son is made free is free indeed. Amen. That God, every week, every time we gather together, God wants to set us free from something. Amen. I don't know about you, but in this world we live in, we have a tendency to pick things up. And so many times God's saying to us, instead of picking things up, he wants us to lay some things down. Amen. So first he says he's bringing the rain. But one of the things that he spoke to me the most about, and Jack, his beautiful picture there, and if you look at that picture in the atmosphere, you've got the covenant that was made with the rainbow and the colors and the bright colors representing the glory of the Lord. It was such a beautiful picture. Amen. But we have to see this bright cloud, the radiance, amen? You know, when it's raining outside, usually in the summertime, in an afternoon rain, many times you'll see the rain, but you'll see the sun behind the cloud. It's almost bursting forth. The rain is coming down, and God is saying, hey, he wants you to see past the cloud to see the sun. Amen? And if you see past the cloud and you see the sun, you know that this cloud is only temporary. Amen? And that his brightness will break through. With this in mind, in Job chapter 37, verse number 11, he says, also by watering he wearieth the thick cloud, he scattereth his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for his mercy. Amen? I'm thankful. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the mercy of God. Amen? I'm thankful for his grace and his love. And I was thinking about the glory of the sun shining through the clouds. And the Lord reminded me about Jesus when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. Amen? And Elias and Moses was there, and they witnessed the glory of the Lord. And Moses was familiar with that because he met the Lord on the Mount in the glory of the Lord. But Jesus was transfigured before them. In Matthew chapter 17, verse number 2, and he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. But while he yet speak, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, the voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and they were kind of astonished and afraid. Amen. And what the Lord was speaking to me, something, you know, you sometimes we don't understand. Jesus, just like Moses, had to get into the glory of God to be able to truly minister to the people. Amen. And so we have people that say, well, the glory seekers. Well, I've seen the glory of the Lord even fill this house. I remember there was a time when we were in this church that there was a cloud that filled the upper level of this place that the people in the sound booth could not see the floor. Amen. And I was praying. I should have been praying for the cloud for more rain. But I was kind of satisfied with that rain. But God says we should be looking for more. Amen. I don't know about you, but we serve a great big and mighty God. And this world is going to be turned upside down for the kingdom of God. And it is being turned upside down because God called a person such as you. No one can do what you've called to do but you. There isn't no one that can fill your spot. There is not one person that can take your place. Every last one of us have been given a network of relationship. God has orchestrated us and set us in a place. Amen. And he tells us, let his light so shine before men that they may see his good works and give him all the glory in heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm honored to be called. How about you? Amen. Can you just say, thank you, Jesus, for calling me? Come on, can you just tell them out loud real quick? Amen. Let me say this to you. If you can't get on fire for them in here, you can't get on fire for them out there. Hello? 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 Amen. You know, God is saying we're going to let God arise and the enemy is being scattered. Amen. You know what he's doing? He's increasing our faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And as we hear the word of God, our faith is being increased so we can do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or even think. Amen? Isn't it awesome? We serve a great big God. Amen? Amen. Let's not put him in a small case. Amen? He fills the universe. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, when I was looking at Moses and the glory, you know, Moses, when he went up to the Mount of God, he came down, he was shining. He was shining. And he would come down and the people would see his glory and they feared the Lord. But then all of a sudden the glory faded. And they lost their fear for the Lord. And God said Moses put a veil over, a covering over them, so they wouldn't be able to see when the glory faded. Amen. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 7, but if the ministration of death written in graven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Amen? We're living in a time of glory. If there's never been a time of glory, we're ushering in the return of the Lord, and this is one of the greatest times of glory in the Word of God. Amen? This is a time of celebration for the church. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 18, he says this, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen. God isn't coming back for a dead church. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, and now I'm found. I was dead, but now I'm alive. All right? Amen? Amen? I'm alive and well. You're alive and well. Amen. And you know about it. You know, the world isn't going to get excited about the things of God unless we get excited about them. Amen. Hey, how many know that excitement is contagious? Hello? Hello? If you don't think excitement is contagious, go watch a football game. You can even go to the Baltimore Orioles. It doesn't matter. They're not winning this year, but there's still a lot of fans. I'm still a fan, but I just can't look at them. I need more faith to be able to watch them lose. But at the same time, amen, there's all kinds of things that are taking place in our presence. He says for us to pray for rain in the rain, witness the radiance or the bright clouds, and to rejoice. Amen? I want you to understand something with me. It's not as bad as the devil's making it look to you. He's the author of deception. He makes this the lies of the or he makes them big and large. So to rejoice in Acts chapter 2, verse number 17. The word of God says that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. What days are we in? We're in the last days. He says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Now, some people mistaken this and say, well, we're going to speak forth prophecy. Our sons and daughters are going to speak. No. We're speaking forth the word of God. We're speaking forth his counsel and his word. And then what takes place is young men shall see visions and old men shall dream dreams. Amen. I'm still in the, I have visions. I'm still a young man. Amen? Thanks. That really edified me. Did you hear what she said? She said, I'm a young man compared to Methuselah. I guess you have a point. That's okay. It was kind of funny. Huh? The psalmist says this in Psalms 126. We're talking about rejoicing. Are y'all done me preaching yet? Verse number one. The word of God says this, is said that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, when we were like them that dream, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. In other words, when you begin celebrating in the midst of adversity, the world wants to know the God you serve. Hello? Anybody with me? The Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy, and he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Amen. Remember what he's talking about to us. He's talking about the harvest is plenteous, the labors are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest to send labors into his harvest. He's given us rain. The rain that he's given us is a radiant rain. Amen. And he's telling us to rejoice. Amen. He's telling us to rejoice. I don't know about you. I haven't got to the place where God desires for me to be yet, but I'm not the man I used to be. And you know what he does? He takes me from glory to glory to glory to glory. And he always comes and meets me right where I'm at. And he always comes in like a gentleman. You know, he never puts more on me than I can bear. You know, he just takes it little by little and piece by piece, and he reforms us and reshapes us and renews us. Amen? Amen? And that's what I always say. Hey, you know, grace comes by faith, not of works, but our righteousness is a work of faith that we're being transformed into his image. Amen? And Jeremiah chapter 15, Verse number 16. The prophet Jeremiah said this. He said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Why? For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." In other words, he found his word, he did eat it. And the word brought joy because he was given revelation and understanding of who he was in Christ. Amen. So in closing today, the Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9, he said, "And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." What the Lord is saying to us, he's given us the rain. He's pouring out his rain. He wants to bring his radiance into our lives. And as we step into his radiance, we'll begin to rejoice with joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory. Because he's given us reward. You know, the word of God declares in James chapter 5, verse number 7, he says to us, he says, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." I believe in my heart and life today and in closing today that God wants you to understand today that he's poured out his the rain. The rain I'm speaking about is the Spirit of God. The Bible says no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son unless the Father draws them. And the Spirit is the water that draws. God says no matter how dark or dismal it may look, his radiance will fill your room. His radiance, he says, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord has risen upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you." I don't know about you, but this brings me to a place of rejoicing. So grateful that it wasn't about what I had done, it's about what he did. That he paid the price for you and I. And what he says to you and I is he has great reward. He says, "Seek me while I'm be found. As you search me out, I'll meet you right where you're at. But I love you so much where you are. I love you so much, I will not leave you there. He who has begun a good work in you and I is faithful to bring it to fruition or to completion." One thing about the Lord we serve, he doesn't start something, he doesn't finish. He is the author and the finisher. You know, I was reminded, even as a building, and you have a rough-end carpenter that comes and does the framework. Not any rough-end carpenter is a finished carpenter. But that finished carpenter makes it all look beautiful and finished. And that's what the Lord does in our lives. He finishes that work that he's begun. And he wants you to understand how valuable and how important you are. That you have great worth and great value. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. Your word declares, behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man hears your voice and opens the door, that you'll come in. And maybe you're here today and you're not in a relationship with him, or maybe you were in a relationship with him, but something came between you and him. And you hear his voice today and he's speaking to you. And you feel in your heart you need to respond. Is that you? Just lift up your hand and say, Pastor.